The Alaska Federation of Natives sponsored a roundtable discussion on the escalating energy crisis yesterday at the Captain Cook Hotel. APRN's Eli Meniker was there.
Representatives from AFN, the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, and the National Congress of American Indians were all in attendance, as was Senator Ted Stevens, Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, and Governor Sarah Palin. The discussion focused on skyrocketing energy prices and their effects on Native Americans, especially in isolated rural areas. Clarence Jackson, a Tlingit elder, spoke about the high prices in his hometown of Cake in southeast Alaska.
In my village, we're dealing with $6.50 a gallon to heat the home. In my home, that will be $2,100 a month when it gets cold. That's pretty high for an average family.
Other speakers, like Byron Malott, a Tlingit leader and former president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, proposed new ideas to offset the rising oil cost.
What if the Alaska Permanent Fund had allocated by the legislature up to $200 million a year from its income for 5 years and allocated that money to create innovation, sustainability in energy, used it to capture the best minds in Alaska and the best minds available anywhere to spend time in this place and help us create the vision that is being molded as we speak?
Matthew Nicolai, the president and CEO of Calista Corporation, says one of the key issues in rural areas, particularly southwest Alaska, is the high cost of oil transportation. Nicolai says when fuel is transported from Valdez to Bethel, the price rises by about $1.38 per gallon.
Imagine if we had an incentive for the transport companies that lower that cost down. There must be a way to do that for Bush, Alaska. There's got to be some kind of system to reward the transporters of fuel into our rural communities. That way, my relatives in Kuihluk will pay the same gasoline cost as Anchorage.
Senator Stevens and Inouye and Governor Palin all talked about ANWR and recommended tapping Alaskan resources to help decrease both our dependence on foreign oil as well as gas prices nationwide.
We certainly are in an energy crisis, and that's absolutely ridiculous to me that we are in this situation when you consider that Alaska is the wealthiest state in the nation, when you consider our natural resources. The energy supplies that we have here that are sitting untapped, in a sense warehoused underground, when we should be and could be developing more and contributing more to the rest of the U.S. with our energy sources.
The various Native groups hope to help craft the new energy plans that will likely be proposed when the U.S. Senate returns to session on September 8th. In Anchorage, I'm Eli Miniker.